Welcome to the Jeff and Harris podcast. It's guaranteed to be a spectacular broadcast. We're just two guys with ideas on the mind. Just doing our part to save mankind. Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris podcast.
Podcast.
Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris.
Welcome.
That was a great welcome.
That was very coordinated.
Yeah. So we got some podcast stuff to talk about. Mm-hmm. iTunes or the internet has once again done it.
Foiled us.
If
we were a superhero team, the internet would be our arch nemesis.
Yeah, I know. The internet seems to like the first 20 minutes of our podcast.
And then just, nah, we're good.
Yeah. We've had about enough. We're going to go put in a pizza pop. But I mean, okay, much like the Gulf of Mexico and the crisis with the oil, we have many solutions that we're going to try. All of them are about 50-50, and they probably won't work, and they all have funny names. First one, I'm going to call it the Crazy Spatula. Doesn't have anything to do with what we're going to do.
Good code name.
But, I mean, it's kind of like if you can't beat them, join them.
I don't think that's the correct
sound. We are just going to cut it. No, we're going to make our podcast 20 minutes-ish and see how iTunes likes that.
Yeah.
And, you know, what? Maybe it cuts it off at 3/4 and it's not cutting it off at 20 minutes. Cutting. So I'm thinking plan two is called the Mariachi Band.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Plan two? You mean plan B? It's never plan two.
Okay, plan B. Okay, plan B. I'm going to call the Mariachi Band.
Okay.
Like we'll just...
Operation El Mariachi.
I think what we'll do is just make our podcast still 20 minutes. But, or maybe even we'll make it the average time, 30 minutes-ish, and then just put mariachi music for the next 10 minutes, so when it does eventually get cut off, it won't cut off any of the important stuff.
And then if one day it doesn't start getting cut off, you have 10 minutes of mariachi music. Last episode, I believe, we said, hey, let's give the people a schedule so that they know when to tune in to us. And we said, what, once a week?
Once a week?
Once a week.
What happened to that idea?
It's been about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll say. Why? What have we been doing?
I've been doing nothing. I've been playing PlayStation 3 for 2 weeks.
I've been kind of busy with school. I had an exam to do. I took an anonymous trip to the States that I didn't tell anybody about.
Yeah.
I was just kind of on my way there, and I was just... I didn't tell anybody that I was going.
No. Nope.
I got a bunch of texts from people. Hey, come to Boston Pizza. Nope. I am... passing through Las Vegas at the moment, and yeah, sorry about that. And it's kind of, I guess I needed an airport pickup from you because I was flying home.
Yeah, that was random.
Yeah.
Hey man, can you do me a huge favor? Yeah, sure. What is it? Pick me up from the airport. Where are you?
Oh yeah. By the way, I am about 1,000 miles away right now.
Which actually leads me to this. Airport pickups are not meant for teenagers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was on the plane, and I was thinking to myself, I probably should have given him any information at all so that he could pick me up. Can you pick me up about 11 o'clock on was it Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
He's like, yep, I can do it. Didn't think to tell him flight number, where what? I'm coming from.
Yeah. So I went...
What gate?
If it was just you, I didn't know if it was just you, if your family's coming. It was, it's pretty accurate. What I'm saying is keep airport pickups for middle-aged men.
Yeah, we are not old
enough. They know what they're doing. We don't.
So I'd just gotten back from the States, and I was in my house. And I have the house myself for a couple of days because my parents are driving back, and I had to fly back because I had an exam to do. So last night, it's about 1:30 in the morning. I don't know why I'm up. I have school the next day. And there's no one else in the house. And, you know, it's dark. And once you're alone for a little while, you start going crazy in your own house. And so you start hearing all these little sounds. And then all of a sudden, I heard a sound that sounded like someone taking a big piece of aluminum and shaking it and pretending it's thunder.
Was it thunder?
It wasn't thunder. It was coming from the house. And I was like, thunder. Oh, my God. There's some guy with a sharp piece of aluminum in my house.
Interesting choice of a weapon for the attacker.
Yeah.
Knife? No. Axe? No. Aluminum foil? Yes.
Hell yeah.
Lightweight and durable.
So, I was like, oh man, what was that? And my first thought was, it must have been a poster falling off a wall. Because that's what it sounded like.
Okay.
But it was really loud, so it must have been behind me or something. I look around my room. Nothing. There's no posters falling off the wall. I go to my brother's room. No posters falling on the wall.
Mm.
Go to every room in my house. P.S. I had a Nerf gun with me just in case.
Yeah, well.
And you know how we were talking about Nerf gun training and everything. Yeah. This was one of those situations I was training for. I swear to God I took my Nerf gun with me.
That's fine. I mean, everyone knows the best defense against an aluminum foil wielding intruder in your house is a Nerf gun to the face.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't have those protective glasses that they sell at Walmart. So I couldn't find it. And it was bugging me so bad. And then I'm like, what am I going to do? Oh, because if you hear a sound in your house, like really loud sound, you can't just go to sleep. You know, there's a murderer in the closet or something.
Mm. So, but you don't have a well, you do, but it's really hard to get into.
Yeah, I'll say.
If he tried to jump out of there, he would trip and fall.
Trip on a mini piano, an amp, a bunch of clothes. Yeah. Like, this is a really inconvenient closet to be hiding in. So eventually I get downstairs, and I see that the cover on my on the light fixtures had fallen off and shattered on the floor.
Mm.
And I turned around and there was a murderer and that was his distraction and then he killed me.
Oh, that sucks.
It's been a sad week.
Yep.
We've lost somebody.
Yep.
Very short man.
Oh, dude,
black.
Come on. Dude, come on.
Just building the suspense here.
I think you gave it away.
Gary Coleman. Rest in peace.
Yeah. I do feel, I guess, I don't know if it's sad is the right word. I didn't really know him. He's not my, I don't know him. But I guess I was a little bummed when I heard. People really rocked out the Gary Coleman jokes early.
Yeah. It wasn't like Michael Jackson where, like, half a year later, they're like, is it okay? Can I say it?
Can I say that he raped boys?
Yeah. Can I say it?
Can I?
Oh, yeah. It's funny. Okay. Yeah. Now I'm going to go for it.
It was immediate and sudden an onslaught of Gary Coleman jokes.
You hear this news on the radio. You jump out of the moving car and say, I gotta go make some jokes.
I imagine that's what some people did.
Yeah. And I mean, at least nobody died on the same day like Michael Jackson. Farrah Fawcett got shafted so hard. My goal in life is to not die on somebody very important.
I thought you were going
to
say on Michael Jackson's day. I was like, well, congratulations. Because
you've made it past that day. What's your goal in life?
Oh, to have a hamburger named after me somewhere.
Really? Yeah, don't think you're shooting kind of low there? Okay, new dream. Last night.
Well, I hope it's a new dream. You can't just recycle
tell the old one again over and over. So this was last night, and the whole deal was I was in a field, and it was during a party, but it was during the day, and I was walking around.
Fun party.
And I see something on the ground, and I pick it up. It's a wooden turkey. And I'm like,
what was it like a full size turkey or
no,
just
no,
like
it
a
was
small
like, something you put on your wall, like a flat kind of 1 inch thick kind of picture. Like a cutout of a turkey.
Okay, I'm fine.
And you have I was so excited to find it.
Well, I mean, it's fair enough. It's a wooden turkey.
But it had a bunch of other parts with it, and I didn't know what it was. And I was like, oh, and then I put it together. It was a little portable toilet.
Handy
little
for
portable turkey toilet.
That's pretty.
It's a good band name.
If you're listening out there and you're looking for a band name, Portable Turkey Toilet is now available. Speak to Jeff.
That's all yours right there. Okay, so, and I got to this party and I was acting really, really weird. And I was just so excited to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the back of a pickup truck and I found a bunch of action figures. And I was like, these are great. No, I don't know what they were. And then all of a sudden it was dark. And
that's how it works in the real life too.
Yeah, just you sitting there and look at that, it's dark out. And I see our friend Scott Hansen by a fire. And I was like, and him and Christina Slogan.
Like a bonfire or like a tragedy type fire?
No, it wasn't a house fire. Just kind of standing there. Hey, Scott. No, it was a regular bonfire.
Okay.
And or in French, good fire. For all you French people listening.
No.
So he was standing there. And the weird thing, he had a lot of chest hair. Like mass amounts of chest hair. And I was like, hey, man, I thought you were in BC right now. And he's like, yeah, he didn't look at me. He kept looking at the fire, and he's like, yeah, I'm back. I was like, what's with all the chest hair? And he's like, I got a lot of chest hair.
Very mystical. Is that it?
I was in the States, and I went to a McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah.
You were in the States.
I didn't tell you about that?
You haven't mentioned it three times.
Oh.
Since the start.
Darn,
of
that's terrible. Well, I was in the States, and I went to a McDonald's. And I was kind of looking at the menu, and I'm like, ah, oh, man, I'm jonesing for a junior chicken. And I don't really see it up there. And sometimes you go to a fast food restaurant, you don't really see it on the menu, but you ask for it, and they give it to you anyway.
Yeah.
So I went up there, and my dad was ordering something. And then I looked at the girl, I'm like, do you have junior chickens? And then she kind of looked at me. She's like, I don't know what that is, so no. And I stood there dumbfounded.
Deer in the headlights.
My blood pressure went up significantly. And I was offended. I was hurt.
Wow. That's a strong
physically statement. And emotionally.
It's not that girl's fault, so
yeah.
Don't take it.
And I just wanted to say to her, it's a really small chicken. Like it's a junior chicken. Think of a regular chicken, bring it down to junior size. So I'd like a live chicken, please. Hey, you know what it's time for, you know? It's the J&H rant.
Yeah,
and I got a surprise for you. We didn't have an opener last time, so I thought I'd go ahead and make an opener for this.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
I can see you, I can hear you, I don't know you, but I fear you. We'll walk right by, walk right through me. None of this will have ever happened. Jeff and Harris, Jeff and Harris, Jeff and Harris, here with you. Harris, won't you hold me tightly? I will tell you that I love you tonight.
What the hell was that?
What'd you think?
I didn't like it.
What? Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
It had nothing to do with the rant at all.
I mean, some of it didn't, but a lot of it was just stuff that was going on in my life.
I almost don't want to do the rant anymore.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding.
Let's do it.
I don't like the saying, let the cat out of the bag. What is the origin of this saying? Who is this guy? Why did he have a cat in a bag? And why wasn't he letting it out?
I hate it when you ask somebody a question and they look up like they're trying to read the thought bubble above their head, or they're trying to roll their eyes back and look at their brain working to try and answer the question quicker.
I hate it when I get a duplicate on my cell phone, especially when I'm waiting for a very important reply and it's like, oh, it's been like 20 minutes, finally, text, oh, duplicate.
I finally saw a Justin Bieber video. It was ridiculous. It was him, he's 14, he starts flirting with a 27-year-old, and in the end they start making out. That's illegal.
There's a farm near my house, and every harvest season this guy gets out of his combine to go to collect his wheat, but he does it really early in the morning and wakes me up, and it really makes me mad. Collect your wheat at like 11 o'clock.
I hate tree stumps.
I hate melodramatic Facebook status messages. Stop trying to get my sympathy. The only thing that's going to get you is deleted off my friends list.
The idea of Craigslist scares me.
I hate when playing video games online, and I do something wrong, and all these people start calling me a gay and a fag and stuff. You don't know me as a person.
I hate it when I'm playing video games online, and some gay just comes up and takes a one shot to the head and fails the mission for the whole team.
I don't like how the burgers at Salisbury House are called nips. It makes me feel like I'm eating a human nipple. And now, they're 33% bigger. Great.
When people talk about pole dancers, I just think of a bunch of Polish people dancing in a circle.
The iPad sounds like a really technologically advanced feminine hygiene product.
When I was little, I couldn't tell the difference between veteran and veterinarian. I was like, hey, why am I supposed to honor people that chop my cat's balls off?
This rant is over. Hey man, you know what it's time for?
Yeah, I can feel it in my bones.
Who would you rather be, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
Neither, because it's time for...
This is another...
Jeff and Harris...
Top 5.
Topic.
Top five scenes from the movie Small Soldiers. Go.
Five, the scene where the cat licks Archer's face.
Five, the scene where Brick Bazooka's on the bike.
Four, the scene where that tree gets shot with a fireball and it goes up in flames in like 0.2 seconds.
Four, the scene where the guy sneezes in his protective suit.
Three, the scene where Alan throws Nick Nitro in the carburetor.
Three, the scene where Alan and Christy do an amazing Vespa jump.
Two, the scene where the Commando Elite animate those Gwendy dolls and they attack Christy's boyfriend.
Two, the scene where Alan gets shot in the leg with corn holders.
One, the scene where Alan's dad comes back to the shop after his business trip, comes in, notice that the ship's mast is broken, and Alan's excuse is that he was dusting, and the dad says, "Oh, you were dusting? What were you dusting with? A croquet mallet?"
One, the scene where I make out with Kirsten Dunst.
Whoa, I think that was the character Alan Abernathy, played by Gregory Smith.
Yeah, that's what I said.
This is another Jeff and Harris Top 5.
Man, the five gum commercials used to rock.
They were.
And now they come out with one, and all it is just the gum turns into a dragon, and then it breathes fire. End of commercial. Roll credits.
Well, to be fair, I don't think the gum doesn't become the dragon. The wrappers become the dragon.
What's in the wrappers? Come on.
Gum.
Yeah. But as five gum commercial fans, we say it's not good enough.
No, I want to go back to the roots, because I wanted to ball bearings on the giant platform. I want to see what that felt like.
Yeah, and then there's the one where someone's put in a cage and they shoot a bunch of fruit at you.
And it looks like it's all tingly and...
Yeah, like, and there was another one where they shoot a bunch of flavored, what looks like water at you, and they make like a wave but that goes around you, and you just feel a bit of a mist.
Yeah.
That's all great, because you want that. You want to have enough money and resources to go and sit in a pit of marbles.
While just a heavy drum beat makes them go, just rattle around.
I don't care what it's like to just have a room with a dragon gum in it.
I don't want that. I don't want to know what that is.
I don't want you to char up my drywall.
That's expensive. Indiana Jones would do great on the show Wipeout.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's faced all those challenges before, but just in a more life-threatening form.
He takes out a whip and just whips it at stuff, and it somehow ties. He's wonderful. I don't know how he does it.
Would they take away his whip, though? Would that be against the rules of Wipeout?
I don't know. I'll have to check it out online.
I don't know if they have a whip rules subsection of their rule book. But we're watching it right now.
Yeah.
And there's things that I've seen on Indiana. This show was inspired by Indiana Jones booby traps.
You know, it's a good reality TV show when it's based on a movie with Harrison Ford.
Yeah, just like I assume The Bachelor is based on Blade Runner.
Have you seen Blade Runner?
Nope. Just assume it's a guy running with blades.
How is that The Bachelor?
I've never seen that either. All right, guys, that is the end of this episode, and Jeff is accompanying me on guitar right now, which is nice. But yeah, hope you enjoyed our first
episode. God, I wish mermaids were real. They're so cool.
Yeah. Oh, human spider, cool. We're watching TV right now. Oh, this is real world superheroes.
Oh, that's... is she actually a mermaid?
Mermaids aren't superheroes.
Superhumans. Let's watch that.
Yeah, well, we're going to watch that next. But anyway, that's the end of today's episode. Our first of our little condensed stick it to iTunes version. So hopefully this works and doesn't get cut off halfway. Otherwise, we're going to El Mariachi. But yeah, seriously, guys, check out our site, jeffandharris.podomatic.com. Feel free to email us, jeffandharris@hotmail.com, and become a fan of our Facebook page, and tell your friends about us.